All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was a Tuesday night in the Bronx, and the Yankees were going for win number 10 against the Miami Marlins. Carlos Rodon seeking to build on two pretty good starts to open up the season. My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium,
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
Hey now. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Win number 10 is in the books for the Yankees. Game number 12 is in the books. Recap number 12 just beginning. Yankees now 10-2. They've won all four series that they have played so far. They've also won four games in a row. Got a nice little win streak going.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Wow, winning.
Nice job. Awesome start. So let's put up the highlights and kind of walk through this one. I know it's just the Marlins tonight, but they've beaten the Astros, the Diamondbacks, the Blue Jays, three playoff contenders. And right now, the Yankees are firing on most cylinders, not all cylinders. We still don't have Gerrit Cole or Jason Dominguez. And Aaron Judge is basically still at the end of his spring training in terms of his timing and so forth. But I'll tell you what, he fouled off a couple of hangers tonight that he usually crushes. If he gets those same pitches in June, they're going to be in the Hudson, I promise. But very good signs from Judge tonight. He had a double. He walked a few times, so he was definitely seeing the ball pretty well. Very strong performance from Carlos Rodon. You see there, fastball, 95 miles an hour. He appears to be healthy. He's gotten better every time out. And tonight, his best start of the season. Juan Soto continues to get on base. You saw the home run there from Verdugo going down to one knee. That was very interesting. You know, Soto, another base hit. He's hitting .348 to start his Yankees career. That's not too shabby. So there's a great many things to be happy about right now if you are a Yankees fan. Best record in baseball. So, hey, if you're new, go ahead and subscribe. We do these recaps after every game, and we are about 30 subscribers short of 38,000 on YouTube. So help make that happen. Also, Giancarlo Stanton swung the bat well tonight. I tell you what, he's been using right field much better this year. Same thing with Volpe, just driving the ball to all fields. And if Stanton's going to hit it line to line with authority, wow, this lineup's going to be dangerous. You see Soto with the base hit up the middle there. His bat path is just so flat, just beautiful. The Marlins came back and rallied a little bit off the bullpen, but both runs were unearned. They were charged to Carlos Rodon, but they were unearned runs. And then Hamilton pitched well, two scoreless innings, and Holmes closed it out. Beautiful game for the Yankees, efficient, and they win the series with still one game left to play. We've got a real quick super chat here from Ian. Says, good teams overcome significant injury losses. With Cole down, I think we can all agree that Stroman, Nestor, Rodon, and Davey, I think he means Luis Gil, have stepped it up. Appreciate it. Davey ain't stepped up shit. Davey's gone. All right, looks like the chat is filling up. We got about 600 people in here. Right, let's get to the recap.
Let's get it going.
Give me the blow-by-blow, the key takeaways. So good first inning from Carlos Rodon to set the pace. It's always good when he has a good first inning because, you know, he tends to throw a lot of pitches early. But 12 pitches, two strikeouts, both on off-speed pitches, showed a good breaking ball, nasty changeup to strike out Bell. His changeup was nasty all night, I thought. Two more strikeouts for Rodon in the second inning, both on fastballs. Fastball was maybe a tick or two down from what it has been the last couple of starts. It was a lot of 94, 95, but we saw him dial it up to 97 when he needed to. Yankees jumped out in front in the bottom of the second. Very nice swing from Mr. Alex Verdugo.
Fastball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Goes down to a knee. Second home run of the year. I got to change the date on our broadcast. I think I've got it listed as 4/8. I don't even know what day it is anymore, ladies and gentlemen. But Alex Verdugo does. Beautiful swing there. Last time I can recall a Yankee going down to one knee on a home run was Starlin Castro. But that's always fun to watch. I mean, it's just such a unique thing because, you know, guys hit with their lower half. So when somebody pretty much, you know, drops all the way down to get under the ball to the point where they can't even hold themselves upright, that's a tricky swing. That is a tricky swing. So Stanton had a good night. Judge ripped an absolute laser beam of a double in the third inning, 108 miles an hour off the bat. But Stanton just missed a two-run home run, was caught at the wall.
Oh, there goes gravity.
But he did still hit the ball hard a few times. Another close call in the bottom of the fourth. Volpe hitting one down the line that just missed the foul pole by about the width of a toothpick. Yanks got another run on a beautiful piece of hitting from Stanton in the fifth. Opposite field double. So very good signs. He looks more like the guy from 2021 than the guy from 2023, if we're being honest. Still has trouble with those right-handed pitchers that throw the nasty, tough frisbee slider. Good news for Giancarlo, though, is most of those guys are going down with Tommy John surgery.
Oh!
Rodon had some bad luck in the seventh. Error on a ground ball by Anthony Rizzo. Really could have been a double play. But, you know, this was his best start of the year so far. He's gotten better every time out. I was hoping for seven. I tweeted yesterday that the Yankees wanted seven from Nestor and seven from Rodon. They got eight from Nestor and six from Rodon. So, you know, same amount of innings. They saved the bullpen a little bit. But definitely his best start of the year. He gave us a really good six innings. He left with the bases loaded in the seventh. I'm pumped. I'm going to play the hype reel. Job well done. Momentum increasing, says Rick Diaz. 100%. Final line from Rodon. Six innings, four hits, two runs, both of them unearned, two walks, six strikeouts. He struck out Luis Arraez a couple of times today, which is not easy to do. Most important thing, though, is that he seems healthy. You know, all of last season, he just was not healthy. But this year, all systems are go. I thought the cutter was good tonight. The changeup was good tonight. Best versions of both of those pitches that he's thrown all season. So we take a look at his numbers. They're obviously impressive through three games. 1.72 ERA, 15 and two-thirds innings, 13 strikeouts, seven walks. That's too many walks. That drags his whip up to 1.47. But the other numbers are very solid. And today he seemed like he was throwing more free and easy than he was in either of his first two starts or any of his starts last year. You know, the back always concerns me because it can stiffen up. But he looked nice and free and easy. He didn't seem like he was really trying to generate velocity. It was just the whip of the arm. And he was sitting at 95. I don't think he needs to sit at 97, 98. He can sit at 95 and get it done. And as long as he keeps it there, he's going to be all right. Nice job from Carlos Rodon to start this season, answering the critics. Hamilton was better out of the bullpen tonight. He got six outs, and Clay Holmes took care of business in the ninth without incident, and the Yankees win another.
Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees win.
Utah Stallion says, Bird Doggo, get the dog in him.
You're a winner.
And then Funny Impala, already given up on Torres, says, they couldn't ship Torres out here fast enough for me. It's funny, you know, whenever somebody has a tough game, fans are going to beat up on him. Torres 0 for 5 tonight. He's wearing it. He's hitting 200, off to a slow start. I feel like Torres might be pressing a little bit. Let me know what you think in the comments. I think he's pressing a little bit. Could be a little bit of that thumb issue that he had from early this year, but I think he's just pressing. Contract year, he wants to get off to a good start, and now he's off to a slow start. And now he's pressing because he wants to make up for it. The only way to get it going is one at bat at a time. Focus on that at bat, and you'll turn it around. I'm confident that he's still going to have a big year. So what do you guys think for the belt? I'm thinking Carlos Rodon. Tough Tommy Higgs says that Torres more of a second half player. Yeah, I can see that. He usually seems like he gets hot right around Mother's Day. I feel like I've seen him hit home runs with pink bats late in the game each of the last couple of years, and that always seems to get him going. But, I mean, he's at the top of the order right now. He's really not a leadoff guy, in my opinion. You know, Volpe was 0 for 4 today, so he's down to 375. If he had picked up a couple of hits while Torres continued to struggle, and this still could happen, I could see a swap there at some point. We do have Dominguez coming back, and every day that goes by, we get closer and closer to that. I think it's going to be early June for both him and Gerrit Cole, and this team's going to get a lot stronger. And then you run into the situation, what do you do with Dominguez? You know, we talk about this almost every night. If everybody's healthy, who's gone? Who sits? And it could change on any given day. They might not want to play Dominguez every single day to start. But you're not going to play Judge in center field all year. And you're not going to sit Soto. So really it comes down to Stanton versus Verdugo. Who's playing better when that day comes? Let's take some of your comments.
What do you hear? What do you say?
Edwin NG says, Rizzo error cost us 2 runs. That's baseball, Susan. He's a great defensive player, but even great defensive players make errors. Jito Suguru says, if Verdugo keeps popping nukes, definitely leadoff. I don't know, man. He's hitting 220. You know, I kind of like his energy and stuff like that, but, you know, a couple of big home runs, but other than that, he hasn't done a whole lot. I don't think I want him in the leadoff spot quite yet. Birdie, obviously, decent contact hitter with the Marlins last year. He's hitting 200. Surprised Waldo hasn't been playing much, but again, with these lefties on the mound, they don't want Waldo in there. So it's been kind of a straight platoon the last couple of days. You hope it doesn't cool off Waldo. But yeah, Mike Mustaine not feeling Doogie at leadoff. Neither am I. Wells continues to struggle. He was 0 for 3 today. He is hitting 130. He's one of those guys, I think, that got too hot in spring training, and now he's cooled off to start the season. But he has good at-bats. He drew a walk tonight on a tough pitch. He's hit the ball well to the opposite field a few times and come up just short. But I think Wells is going to play fine. And, I mean, we really don't have any other options. We don't have Ben Roethlisberger anymore. And, Jose Trevino doesn't hit much. So it's going to be one of those guys. So go ahead and take a look at the box score for tonight. See that the Yankees picked up 7 hits. They outhit the Marlins 7-4. Torres, as I mentioned, 0 for 5. Soto 1 for 4. Judge 1 for 1 with 3 walks. He's got a 195 average, but a 797 OPS. So he does damage when he gets hits, double tonight. Stanton 1 for 4 with a ribby, hitting 250. Been a long time since we've seen him hit that high. Rizzo 2 for 4, hitting 244. That's about what he's hit the last few years. He's been about a 230, 240 guy with a little bit of pop. I expect the power to come as it warms up. Volpe 0 for 4, tough night for him. Verdugo 1 for 3 with a ribby and a walk. Home run, obviously. Birdie 1 for 3. You know, Birdie is solid over there at third base. He can pick it. And Wells, as I mentioned, 0 for 3. Rodon, 6 shutout inning. Actually, it's the wrong way to say it. 6 innings, 2 runs, no earned runs. Hamilton, 2 innings, no runs. And Holmes, 1 inning, no runs. He's still got a 0 ERA. How many saves does Clay Holmes have at this point? Let's go ahead and look at Clay Holmes. He's got 5 saves. Let's hear it for Clay Holmes. Gaming Kid Joe says, Ben Roethlisberger is playing out of his mind right now in the Rays. If only he could do it in New York. I haven't looked up to see what he's doing. I honestly don't follow the Rays that much. Let me take a look. Ben Roethlisberger. And he looks weird in a Tampa Bay Rays hat. He is hitting 375. No home runs, 4 RBIs, 974 OPS. So he is off to a good start. Good for him. You know, good for him. He's a good player. I like him. His issue was staying healthy. But I got nothing negative to say about Ben Roethlisberger. Ziana Stunna says, Clay is getting it done. It's not always pretty, but he's getting it done. That's all we can ask. Getting it done. Nettie Rivera says, don't jinx. Jinxes are not a thing. Jinxes are not real.
He must be the stupidest son of a bitch alive.
How is what anybody says going to affect what happens on the field? I hate that whole no-hitter jinx thing, too, because if you listen to a no-hitter on the radio, you know, the people who are listening can't see the box score, so the announcer is always saying it. No-hitter, 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 no-hitter. You know, John Sterling will say it 100 times during a no-hitter. And how many no-hitters have we seen as Yankees fans? We had Domingo Germán last year. A couple of years ago, we had Corey Kluber. I mean, we've had a bunch. Mike says, Clay plunked Tim Anderson. Love to see it.
I'll be over here, like, winning.
Jake L. says, can't wait for Judge to wake up. I feel like he's getting close. I mean, he's got a couple of home runs already. And tonight was the first time that we've seen him, you know, draw a bunch of walks and get a hit. So he had a perfect night, double and three walks. So on base all night. Would not shock me at all. He gets the day off tomorrow. Or if he's DHing. It seems like all these guys are playing every day. But the Yankees have won all their series so far. They've got a day off on Thursday. And they've already got the series wrapped up tomorrow. Would not shock me at all if they give some guys some days off. So Judge will probably DH tomorrow. You'll probably see Grisham in center. They'll probably give Stanton the day off. You'll probably see Oswaldo Cabrera back in there. You'll probably see Jose Trevino back in there. Yeah, maybe not Trevino. They might stick with Wells tomorrow. Rizzo, I think, will be back in there. Soto plays every day. He'll be in there. Verdugo seems to play every day. So they'll have a lot of guys in there, but Stanton's going to be out, and Judge will DH. That's my prediction anyway. But what the hell do I know? Kenyon Tadlock says, Stroman for the sweep. We'll take it. I feel like Stroman's going to pitch well. Stroman has really impressed me. He's a guy that has a bit of a rough reputation because he's been so outspoken on social media, but he seems like he'd be a good teammate. He really does. He tries hard to win, and that's all you can ask out of your teammates. He's a professional. He's been around a long time. And I like those little guys who seem to have made it, like, you know, like Brett Gardner was scrappy, and, you know, Nestor Cortez is an overwhelmingly big, like, guys who have to make do with non-amazing physical tools. Even Altuve deserves some respect for, you know, the numbers he's put up in his career. I know we all hate him because of the ALCS stuff and, you know, walking off Chapman and probably wearing a buzzer. I'll take that to my grave. I think he wore a buzzer. But we owe that man a little bit of respect just for what he's accomplished as a baseball player. Anybody who's that small and can play at this high a level that well, it's impressive. And so, you know, I'm rooting for guys who, like Stroman, you know, overcome the odds. And Stroman, so far, he's exactly what we expected. Keeping the ball on the ground, pitching to soft contact. He's got a low ERA. Let me see what his ERA is. Let's go ahead and pull up Marcus Stroman real quick. Stroman has a zero ERA. So 12 innings, 10 strikeouts. Stroman's look good. Let's see if we can put up some Stroman stats here on the screen. But I've been very impressed with him. I think he's going to have a good game tomorrow. Let's see here. I don't know if I have my stats up to date. Oops, that's the wrong thing. That's the wrong thing. I switched button screens and I didn't know. So let's see if his stats are up to date on my screen. Yeah, so he's made two starts. He's going to be making his third start tomorrow. And, you know, you see the movement on the ball. That's how he pitches so well. Look at the spin. Diving down and in to the righty. And he's going to keep the ball on the ground. He's going to keep the ball in the ballpark. You see Volpe snag one right there. He pitched really well in the home opener. Unfortunately, Yankees didn't help him offensively. But I thought he was impressive. I like that his mechanics are very simple and very repeatable. You know, the only question with him is, you know, because he's a smaller guy, can he stay healthy? A lot of times those smaller guys get hurt. But, you know, if Yankees keep an eye on him, you know, you see he's wearing down, get him out of there. But so far, two games, zero ERA, 12 innings. 0.83 whip for Marcus Stroman. Very impressive start to his Yankees career. All right, let's take a few more comments and wrap things up. We got a voicemail show coming up tomorrow, so call in 718-899-1068. Let me know what you're thinking.
I got to get out of here.
Gabriel Vasquez predicts a complete game for Stroman tomorrow. That would be beautiful.
You got to go, you got to go.
Mr. Nips says Stro Show.
Game over, man. Game
Kenya
over.
Kenya says, what is Luis Gil's ERA? We've got that up here, too. Let's take a look. Hang on just a second, and I'll show you. I don't remember, but we can take a look. So his ERA is 3. 2 games started, 3 ERA, 9 innings, 14 strikeouts. Yeah, he's pitched pretty well. I think Luis Gil is the real deal. I really do. Just got to get command. Just got to get better command. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So Yankees win this one. We continue to streak. And we will continue to streak tomorrow, I believe.
We're
make it 5 in a row.
Wow, winning.
And I will be here after the game as always. And I'll see you next time.